Point Prior Lake for Winterfest. Ladies and gentlemen, a couple members of the Minnesota Vikings have joined us. Can I have a witness from the congregation and a raucous round of applause, ladies and gentlemen? First, for wide receiver Charles Johnson, CJ, and ladies and gentlemen, cornerback, the captain, Captain Munnerlin, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen, welcome to Winterfest. What up?
What's up,
what's
man?
What's up, PA?
I hear you. I understand you were here last night, Captain.
Oh, yeah. I was here last night. Had a great time last night.
What was good about it? It was a radio show, right, called Vikings Country?
Oh, yeah. Everson, he was my agent last night.
Was he?
Yeah, he was my agent last night.
In what way?
He was marketing me to the fullest last night. The first segment, I think he told Rick and Zim they better sign me back 100 times. So he definitely was my agent. He told me I had to give him 1%, so I might think about hiring him.
So you're unrestricted, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's, I mean, again, my theme with Captain, and I've known him every second he's been here, he's one of my favorite guys on the team, from his size and overachieving to, no, I don't want to say overachieving because he's really good, overcoming things throughout his collegiate and or pro career. Captain just has a feel to him sometimes like the world's against him. You know, like they're drafting core, like Captain gets settled in, they draft Trey Waynes. Captain gets settled in, has a fumble recovery that wins the division. They reward him by drafting Mackenzie Alexander. So it's like the struggle forever is real, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always real. I remember when you come to me in training camp, he's like, hey, the struggle is real out here. And I was like, yeah, it's real. You say they always bring somebody in and try to take your money.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think it's also a thing. It helps me. When they draft the guys, it helps me to take my game to the next level.
Yeah.
It helps me train harder because I know I got to bring my A game each and every day on the practice field.
Yeah.
And I got to play better. So I try to go out there and do my best. So drafting a guy don't really necessarily hurt me. I know it's good for our football team. It's good to have depth at the position.
Yeah.
But at the same time, man, I just try to go out there and do my best.
Did Everson last night happen to share any of his Timberwolves experience from a few nights ago when the Cavs were here?
Yes, he did. He said LeBron did not want to give him a handshake. He was mad about that, but he said he got one from Wiggins. Well, I told him I was watching the game on TV. I'm sitting there watching the game on TV.
Yeah. And you thought Pharrell jumped on the court to sing Happy
with
that
hat. Yeah. I seen Wiggins hit the shot before the third quarter end.
Yeah.
And I see a guy with a tank top on run on the court with a hat on. I was like, that is Everson Griffin.
Right.
He ran out there. Oh, he was excited. So I told him, I said, man, not only in football, but even in basketball games, you get your fame.
Hey, you better be a well-conditioned pro athlete to run on an NBA court in February wearing a tank top and a Pharrell hat.
Yes.
Not everybody can do that.
Not everybody can do it. Like right now, I don't think I can do it. I haven't been training like that, so I don't think I can do it.
CJ, Adam Thielen, who was here earlier today. I see CJ Ham back there. Zach Lyon's been here. Now that Adam walked away, you know, he's a restricted free agent. Now's your opportunity to hope that he goes to another team so you can get his money.
Nah, man, nah. Adam, man, that's one of my main homeboys. Much respect to him, man. I mean, whatever happens with him, he's a Minnesota guy, man. So I know he loves it here. He wants to be here. And, I mean, I hope nothing but the best for him.
How about Adam's season last year, man? More than 1,000 yards. Are you kidding me? It was fantastic.
Oh, my God, unbelievable. I've been saying it since I first got here. The guy's good.
Yeah.
I've been telling everybody, the guy is good. It's all about opportunity. People look at him and see he's a white kid, undrafted, from a Division II program. They automatically mark him off.
Right.
They automatically put somebody with a higher grade just because they're a first rounder in front of him.
Yes.
That's not the case. It's about who can go out there and make plays at this level, not what you did in college. And I've been saying it since I got here. The guy's a fabulous football player.
Well, you would genuinely appreciate that, right? I mean, you're Grand Valley State. From some weird junior college in like Antelope Valley or something like that. It's not like your road went from big high school to Alabama to second round pick to NFL stardom.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I didn't take the ideal route to get to the NFL, but I took my route that made me who I am today, and I wouldn't change it for anything. It made me have to work for everything I got, and I appreciate that.
Captain, the struggle of the offseason, being a free agent, you faced this before.
Yes.
You were a free agent when we brought you here, gave you a nice contract, so this is not your first cliched rodeo, but because of family, you know, and the fact that you live here, you have a little boy or girl?
I got two boys and one girl. I got a lot of kids.
Well, you got a stable. Holy cow. All right. But, I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like if you don't stay here and you go to another team, moving is going to be super difficult. You can do it over weeks or months or whatever. But still, you kind of want to stay where you are, right?
Yes, because I got comfortable with the city. You know, I know how to get places now.
Right.
And I'm not, you know, just my teammates. And I feel like family. You know, it's like breaking up with a family member and you never talk to them again.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be difficult.
Well, how do you handle it?
It's
do
difficult.
You go over there and, like, go into Spielman's office and say, what are we doing here?
I actually was going to go over there today for real just to show my face. But, you know, try to smile at him a little bit, put a little charm on him. But at the same time, man, you just got to go through the process. You know it's a process. It's a business. And you just want to be taken care of. You want to take care of your family. And also you want to be comfortable, man. Be comfortable. Like in the situation when I came here, you know, I talked to Coach Zim. I was comfortable in Carolina, but when I came here, I talked to Coach Zim. Like you said, they gave me a pretty good contract. And I was comfortable in the scheme. I got comfortable with this scheme. And it's like, do I want to leave that scheme to try to learn a new scheme?
Yeah.
I'm an older player. Just going on my ninth year. So that's going to play a part in it. And at the same time, like I said, I definitely want to take care of my family, though.
What kind of season you feel you had last year?
I had okay, ups and downs. I got hurt. I got hurt in week 8, I think. We played Detroit the first time I got hurt.
Yeah.
And I had a high ankle sprain. You know, a lot of people don't know. I really didn't supposed to be playing. Supposed to have been out 4 to 6 weeks.
But you sucked it up and fought through it.
Yeah, if Harrison Smith can do it, I was like, I definitely got to do it. So he did it, so I definitely sucked it up and fought through it, man. Me being out there, I thought I gave my team the best chance of winning.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be one of the guys that was on the sideline and be like, man, if I was out there, I could have did this. I could have did that. So I tried to just stick it out and tough it out, and I felt like I had some ups and downs, but at the same time, we let a lot of people down last year, starting 5-0 and finishing season 8-8.
How about that?
That's not good, you know, for me, and I know for my teammates. But at the same time, we definitely got the recipe, man. We got the recipe of winning. You got a great defense, a great head coach, and a great organization. So I think it's on the upcoming.
Vikings defense wouldn't have blown a 25-point lead in the second half of the Super Bowl, right?
No way. No way. I can't believe it, man.
But
Tom
when you got Brady on the other side, man, you always
have
to be careful.
Yeah,
right?
You always have a chance, man. I definitely think he's the GOAT. He's the best quarterback to ever play this game.
That's what I hear.
You know, me and my friends, we argue about that all the time. You know, they say Joe Montana and a lot of other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But coming 25 points down in the second half to win a Super Bowl, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I think guys in Atlanta was already celebrating.
Right.
I think the whole city of Atlanta was celebrating.
That was devastating.
Yes.
Charles, what did you think of the Super Bowl?
Ah, man. I was about to go to sleep the first half. And then, I mean, it was unbelievable, like Captain said, man. You can't never count Tom Brady out, man. He's one of the greatest to ever do it. And just to see how he orchestrated that comeback and how those guys were resilient to the end and It was fabulous, man. It had me on the edge of my seat. I was a little nervous. My palms were getting sweaty for those guys, and I wasn't even in the game. So it was definitely a good game to watch. So I was glad at least a good game.
Your position coach, George Stewart, left for the L.A. Chargers to become special teams coordinator. Now, there was like this name that was bouncing around online yesterday that I saw, but I don't think anything's official with it, so I ain't going to go with it. But nevertheless, you're going to have a new position coach coming up this offseason. What do you think about that?
Yeah, man, it's sad to see Coach Stu go, man. He's one of our guys. I mean, he's been here since I've been here. He's just like, he's a player's coach, man. We all love that guy, man. And it's sad to see him go. We talked before he left and all that. So, yeah, I was excited for him, man, to get the new position and be able to do things in his career to move forward. And we'll miss him, and I'm sure we'll stay in touch. We're going to have a new guy in here, and we just got to show him that our wide receiver group is up to par and we like to work, and put him on there.
Football team has some big decisions to make this offseason, right?
I mean, huge.
Yeah, including, I mean, we got Captain, we got Xavier potentially getting new money, we got the running back, what's up with that? You got Cordarrelle Patterson, you got Sam maybe getting some new money in March. I mean, it's no first-round pick, we need offensive linemen. I mean, this is a major, major offseason, Charles, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it's going to be really interesting.
You're restricted, right?
Yeah, I'm restricted. It's going to be real interesting to see what happens this offseason. There's a lot of money going to have to go around. A lot of decisions have to be made. And those guys up top, I'm sure they get everything done right to put the best people out there on the field for our organization. And whatever happens, happens. And we just got to keep rolling with it.
What do you think we need to do to get better, Captain? I'm assuming you're on the team next year because you're one of the best nickels in the NFL. You fit in nicely. You know, you got Xavier, who I'd be shocked if he doesn't get a new long-term deal this offseason.
They
got
to pay him.
With Terrence, I mean, with Terrence, if he comes back, nobody can be mad at that. He's at like 38, 39 years old. He still plays well. Trey jumped up a little bit. So, I mean, we're pretty squared away at corner. But you're kind of part of that, Captain.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely part of it. Like Everson was saying last night, the nickel position is a tough position.
Right.
If you don't have a good nickel, man, it can really hunt you.
Yeah.
I think they kind of experimented with that before.
If your nickel's a penny, you go broke.
Yeah, but at the same time, they got some decisions to make. And like you said, the running back position, offensive line, and DBs, and with Cardale coming up, and
yep,
it's definitely going to be interesting. But at the same time, like CJ said, man, they definitely going to make the best decision for the football team. The organization definitely going to make the best decision for the football team, and I'm excited. I'm actually excited to see where they go with it. Everybody know, the Adrian Peterson situation.
Yep.
They don't know where they're going to go with that. But I would love to see him back, and it wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be right if Adrian Peterson, went playing in Minnesota.
You guys are both on Twitter, so I don't know if you follow Adrian or
– I seen that tweet.
You saw it?
Yes.
Some interesting moves the Giants are making. Yeah. Says, so what – I mean, that in the business, the kids call it trolling. I mean, he's trolling the NFL and fans, and why would he do something like that?
It's Adrian. It's Adrian. He speak his mind. He just was saying – I think he didn't mean no harm about it.
Yeah.
I think he was just saying they're making some interesting moves.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I don't know. You have to ask him.
He's trying to create leverage. You know what I mean? I mean, you look deeply into that, man. I don't think Eli Manning has gone from under center back-to-back plays in like 7 years. I mean, if he really wants to run out of the shotgun, if he really wants to run behind that offensive line.
That's not his M.O., so no.
It's not his M.O.
No, it's not his M.O.
But I mean, so that's like another meaty thing for this offseason. Charles, you're in the same room with Cordarrelle Patterson. That's kind of a tenuous situation, too. Ain't no guarantee he's going to be back on the team. But if he is back, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Cordell, I mean, me and him super tight as well. All our wide receivers are super tight. And this year, man, he got to show him what he can do on the offensive side of the ball a little bit. And also, you already know how dangerous he is once he gets the ball.
Yes.
And he's just worked hard. Like, since when I first got here to where he's at now, it's totally different. Like, when I first got here, I was like, man, this guy, what's going on? To now, like, all he does is work, and you just see him improving each and every day. And that's just how we put it together.
Charles Johnson and the Captain at the Point in Prior Lake. It's Vikings Winterfest. This is 9 to noon. I'm Paul Allen. Charles, a question about the same guy for both you guys. Charles, you play with Laquan Treadwell. If you were able to get through to Laquan and talk to him this offseason and say, like, okay, God is going to gift you with this and it will make you better, what would that be? Like, what can Laquan do to contribute next year?
I say confidence. I think he just got to gain his confidence like he had in college, man. I mean, it's a totally different game once you get to this level, and confidence plays a huge role. And I think once you come to the league a little bit, you see how guys moving faster. Maybe things aren't going the way you expected them to go at first. You can lose confidence a little bit. Then that can just hamper the rest of your game. So I think you just got to stay confident and trust his abilities, and he'll be all right.
And Captain, with Laquan, you've gone against him.
Yes.
Laquan in the preseason and in training camp, I'm like, okay, we might be onto something here. Had a nice catch at Cincinnati. Had a moment at training camp when he picked up Jabari Price and threw him down to the ground.
Yes.
I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, this guy's like a badass. This is going to be unbelievable.
Yes.
He had one catch for 15 yards. Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you would have wrote that script to say he'll have one catch for 15 yards, I think everybody would have betted against you. Everybody was like, nah, he's definitely going to have an amazing year. I actually talked to him a couple of days ago.
Sweet.
Yeah, and he was just like, man, what I need to work on? He asked me what he need to work on, and I just told him, like CJ said, confidence. You need the confidence back,
yep.
And you got to improve your route running. You can't take that long coming out those breaks.
Right.
DBs, we see that. And
see, we need you back for stuff like that.
Yeah, like I said, it's crazy we're talking about him. He literally just texted me 2 days ago.
Sweet.
And the kid, he want to be good. He want to be great. He works his tail off. he's one of those guys that stay long out the practice on the jugs machine.
I'm with CJ, man. Yeah, confidence has a lot to do with it, you know?
If you don't have confidence, man.
He got down on himself.
Yeah, you're done. In football, if you don't have confidence, you're done.
Right.
I know we got a guy in my room. He got a whole lot of confidence. He got too much confidence sometimes. But,
Xavier?
McKenzie. he got a whole lot of confidence. But
so we got one rookie who lacks confidence and had one catch. One rookie has too much confidence and kept getting beat.
Yeah, he just got a lot of confidence. I told him sometimes confidence can get you beat because he feel like he can play everybody this way, that way.
He thinks it's easy. You know about the struggle.
Yeah, and I try to tell him. So sometimes, you know, his confidence get him in trouble. So you don't want to have too much confidence.
Yeah.
But at the receiver position, you definitely got to have confidence and you got to be able to run routes.
Boy, you hit on one thing with Laquan is there would be weeks, specifically late in the season, where he knew he wasn't going to play or be active on Sunday.
And that's tough.
And it might be like a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, yet after practice you'd see him there for 45 minutes catching passes, doing weird things with tennis balls with like one hand, just trying to get his hand-eye good. You know, and I gained a lot of respect for him there because he knew he wasn't going to play, yet he was still trying to make his craft better.
He definitely want to be great. He's one of those guys want to be great. He came to me several times during the year. It was like, man, what I need to work on? I said, man, just keep grinding. When your opportunity to come, you got to take advantage of it. You have to take advantage of it. He had some guys in front of him that was out there making plays, so it's kind of tough for him to get on the field.
Yep.
Like Adam Thielen. Like, man, the year Adam had was just amazing. I remember when we was in training camp practicing against the Cincinnati Bengals, and the guys didn't even want to go against
him. Pac-Man Jones looked at him
he's like, I'm not going against him.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, if Pac-Man lined up against him, he would respect him.
Right.
Because Thielen, man, he made some tremendous plays for us this year. And like I was telling Laquan, he just got to trust the process, man.
Yeah.
You know, like they say in Philadelphia right now with the 76ers, they just got to trust the process. So
and get Joel Embiid healthy.
Yeah, he just got to keep trusting the process.
Right.
Keep working. Don't get down on yourself.
Damn.
And keep grinding.
One for each of you, then we'll say goodbye. The outside of yourself, eliminate yourself, Captain. The biggest badass on defense. Like the toughest, best overall player on defense.
A lot of people will say Everson Griffin, but I'm not going to go with Everson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to go with Harrison Smith.
Harrison Smith.
I got to go with HB. I call him HB, man.
Right.
Heartbreak kid, man.
Right.
So I'm definitely going to go with Harrison. He's definitely a badass.
And you know who's getting there is Danielle Hunter.
Yes.
But Danielle's on the quiet side.
He reminds me of the guy from Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
I'm not Remember the Titans. What was that movie? Friday Night Lights.
All right.
He don't say nothing.
Oh, yeah.
He's just a defensive end. Just go out there and make plays.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And Eric in the middle. I mean, Eric got really good. Man, we got some good players on defense.
Yeah, we definitely do. That's why I said, if I'm here, if I'm not here.
What do you mean if you're not here?
I'm just saying, you know, I know it's a business.
Is there a chance you won't be here?
I
mean, you and your agent have to have a feel. Do you think it's going to work? How many people want Captain back on the Vikings? Make noise. I'm a big Captain guy because I know his struggle.
But I was just saying, like, the defense, man, the defense is so good.
Yeah.
The defense is going to be good regardless. Like I said, with Coach Zim and, you know, the guys on defense, they got a lot of talent, man.
Yeah.
And it's on the upcoming, man. Defense win championships. I really believe that.
CJ, Sam Bradford, his overall game wasn't protected super well. Some work on the offensive line needs to be done this year. You know, I think I'm not talking out of turn saying that. I think it's quite obvious. If you protect this guy, then he can make you pay on many levels, right?
Yeah, man, he's definitely talented. His arm is just very talented. Like, from day one coming in, he got into the playbook and just learned really fast. It was crazy how fast he picked up the offense and was able to orchestrate it at the level that he did. And if we're able to protect the guy, keep him upright, he can make every throw. I mean, he's accurate. He knows what he's doing. So, like, he can hurt you if you keep him upright.
I appreciate you, man. Oh, yeah, appreciate Good luck this offseason, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Captain,
right
here.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you. Hey. Charles Johnson, Captain Munnerlin, ladies and gentlemen, at Winterfest at the Point in Prior Lake. I'm Paul Allen. Be right back.
You're listening to Paul Allen.